Day.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Tickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight here, and I want to start things out with healthcare. We touched on it over the weekend. Oh, we have a guest on the line?
That's right.
I'm sorry, you didn't tell me he was there. I asked you if he was there, and I didn't really get the message. So we do have a guest on the line?
We do.
Okay.
Chief Philip Stittleberg.
Why don't you do the introduction, Mark, because you know who this guy is.
This is Chief Philip Stittleberg. He's from the... Chief, are you on the line?
Do we have Chief Stittleberg on the line?
Yes, you do.
There we go.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to get anything wrong. National Volunteer Fire
Council? Yes, sir.
And... tell me a little bit about the National Fire Council.
The National Volunteer Fire Council represents the volunteer fire and EMS service throughout the United States. There are about 1.1 million firefighters that are serve in the United States, and about 72% of those are volunteer.
Now, 32% of the fire...
72, I think you said.
72% volunteer, yeah.
72% of the firefighters are volunteer. How about the departments? We had... I've bandied about a statistic on this show in the past that I learned while I was, you know, a volunteer firefighter quite some years ago. And I had heard something like 94% of volunteer of departments in the United States are all volunteer, and another 3% were partially volunteer, and then the rest, of course,
were paid. That's a bit high, but first of all, let me congratulate you on your service to your community as a volunteer.
Thank you. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
About 75% of the fire departments in the U.S. are entirely volunteer. About 15% more are what's characterized as predominantly volunteer, which means that they're more than 51% volunteer.
Does that mostly mean the chief is paid and, he administers?
Yeah, it may vary, but the predominantly goes by 51% or more volunteers.
So if you include the number for predominantly and all volunteer, what's that come to?
Oh, about 90%.
80%? So the numbers have gone down a bit. So
no, he said 90%. Somebody's
trouble hearing you
tonight, apparently.
And some pretty interesting numbers. But I think an even more interesting statistic, I think, is that a large portion of the population of the United States is protected by volunteers. I think that people may think that, well, there are a lot of volunteer departments, but they're mostly protecting sagebrush and pine trees.
Right.
But actually, about 40% of the population in the United States is also protected by volunteer firefighters.
Now, this is significant. Is this mostly rural and sort of suburban areas?
Not necessarily. Clearly, volunteer departments are more prevalent in more rural areas than large metropolitan areas. But, for instance, to give you an idea of just the breadth of the volunteer fire service, back on 9/11. There were about 320 volunteer fire departments that responded either to the World Trade Towers, to the Pentagon, or to Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
Really?
About 3,000 volunteers contributed about 70,000 hours of service on that day and the days immediately following that in that response. So there are volunteer fire departments actually in New York City. So it really covers the entire range of the United States.
I would have never guessed that there were volunteer fire departments in New York City. Now,
yes.
What about can you do some comparison, say, between volunteers and paid departments and some reasons why volunteer departments are superior?
Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily volunteer fire departments are superior. I think the issue of what who's better or who best serves the community is really a community issue, not an issue for me to decide one way or the other. But let me tell you this. Clearly, I think volunteer and career firefighters both furnish a very valuable service to their communities. They may have somewhat different motivations for the job.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, obviously, the most apparent one is that career firefighters are paid.
Right.
And so there's a paycheck that's a motivation there. That's not to say that they don't share other altruistic motivations also.
Right. Somebody doesn't become a firefighter because they're, you know, wanting to make all that great money.
I don't know. I hear they get all the girls, firefighters.
Yeah, they probably don't do too bad that way.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I do know that, you know, with volunteers, of course, there's a motivation of, you know, wanting to serve the community, which is a very obvious one, but I think also a very important one and probably a primary reason for joining. Another interesting aspect of it, I think, is there's, you know, if you remember good old high school sociology, we talked about primary groups, the need to belong to primary groups.
Right.
The Volunteer Fire Service provides that, I think, an opportunity
to
belong
absolutely
to
does.
A primary group.
It really does. I mean, it's a very close-knit community in the sense that people are, you know, they're open with you, and it's a good way to meet people. But when you join up, you know, you're immediately part of this group. You know, they're always the one that I joined was very friendly.
Yeah, and I think that's very typical. It really does provide that function, I think. And in addition to that, we get to run expensive equipment. You know, how many other volunteer jobs could you pick up that you could drive a $500,000 truck?
Right, it's not going to happen anytime. You know, in my lifetime,
no
one's going to trust me with their $500,000 truck.
Probably not too likely.
And, no.
Yeah, and a nice thing about it too, I think, is that my own personal view of things is that I think we all owe some service to our community, whether it's serving on the church board or the Boy Scouts or whatever it happens to be, as an elected official, perhaps.
I think that there's lots of ways to serve, but I think that the volunteer fire department is a great way to do it.
Well, not only that, but I think it has a reward that a lot of the others don't normally get, and that's that people say thank you.
Yeah.
I feel sorry a lot of times for elected officials who frequently serve for no pay or little pay also, and rarely does their phone ring and people call up and say, yeah, I just wanted to call up and say, you're just doing one tremendous job.
Well, that's probably because they're not really helping anybody.
Well, that's really a matter of opinion, too. But for whatever reason, that call doesn't come.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Well, it's clearer that a volunteer firefighter is serving, for all the right reasons than it is for a politician, you know?
Yeah. You know what, though? All that stuff is cool, but I just want to be able to speed in my car with a blue light on my dashboard on the way to a fire.
You get a blue light in the fire? You get a red light there.
I thought it was blue.
No, blue's for the sheriff's posse.
Oh, okay. Well, right, it's fine. Whatever. I just want to speed.
And we set some pretty strict guidelines on how fast you can drive, too.
Oh, come on. Help me out here.
Now, Chief, you guys have some kind of initiative that you're doing as far as people?
Yeah, there's a couple of neat things going on. Let me tell you first a little bit more just about the Volunteer Fire Service in terms of the value provided to the community, because there have been studies done on this. And if the United States were to hire people to serve as volunteer firefighters, it would cost about $40 billion, that's what it would be.
Yeah, that's real money.
$40 billion a year to replace the service that volunteer firefighters provide. So that's about, six or eight space shuttles or nuclear aircraft carriers every year. Save just
that's
in time alone. It's huge. It's huge.
And it just goes to show that people will volunteer in their community and provide that level of service to their fellow man.
It absolutely is. It's heartwarming to see that. And one of the things that the National Volunteer Fire Council has been promoting recently is a program called Fire Corps.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, fire departments, I think volunteer fire departments, I should say, have had an attitude that if you want to be of value to the fire department, you've got to be a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And being a firefighter isn't something that works for an awful lot of people. You know, some people don't like the physical demands of the job. Some people don't like the danger. Some people just can't work it into their schedule and that sort of thing.
Now, at the department that I worked at, there were plenty of women who were firefighters, but it seemed to be that the majority were men, and then their wives or girlfriends would sort of help out as far as at the station, that kind of thing, man the station when they went, when they had an on-call or something like that. So, I don't know, there seemed to be a little bit of people that were not firefighters that were helping.
Yeah, and I think that's true. We have failed to recognize whether there's a lot of people out there that really, really could be of assistance, doing all sorts of things, you know, accounting and maintenance and record keeping and doing the budgets and public education and all the rest of it.
Great, and we'll come back with a little bit more with you if you don't mind. Can you hang on for just a minute?
Sure can.
If you've got a question for Chief Sittleberg from the National Fire Council. He's on the line with us right now. Voluntary solutions to social issues. That's what we support here on Free Talk Live. This is your show.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the website are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We've been talking with Chief Philip Stittleberg from the National Fire Council, which we didn't get a chance to plug his website. That is NVFC. Philip, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
What's
NVFC.org?
What's the V in NVFC stand for?
Volunteer.
Oh, National Volunteer Fire Council. That's the word I was missing.
Correct.
So we've been talking to you because, well, Mark was at one time in his life a volunteer fireman, and he's always been spouting off statistics on the show about how many more volunteer fire departments there are as compared to paid bureaucrat fire departments. And so now you've gotten the updated statistics, Mark. It's 75% are all volunteer. If you include the mostly volunteer departments, then you get a 90% figure. So
90, 94. I wasn't too far off.
But also, you know, some of the things we talk about on this show are how it is that we can take things that are funded by taxation and volunteerize them, make it so that we can still have the services that we're looking for, but not have to coerce people necessarily into paying for them. And, of course, volunteer fire departments are a real-life answer to the question of, well, what about how would I take care of my house? How would my house be protected from fire in the event that I didn't have the paid government bureaucracy fire department around? And you guys are a real life existing example of one of the ways it could work. And there, of course, are other ways, including, insurance and that sort of thing, things that haven't necessarily come out to the marketplace because the government bureaucrats are in their place. And so so with that, you were going to get into a few things you wanted to highlight about what was going on with the National Volunteer Fire Council.
Yes, and Howard, just before I come to those, even if you have a situation where you are able to achieve fully volunteer departments, that's not to imply that the government doesn't have a pretty important role to play in it. Because, in my opinion, government has to step forward and provide the appropriate funding. One of the things we're seeing in the volunteer ranks is a decline in volunteers. And the reason we're seeing that is because there's a greater and greater demand on their time, particularly since 9/11. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of much expanded role, increased training requirements, and things of this nature. What that means is that there's a lot less time for us to be spent fundraising. When I told you earlier about, you know, $40 billion a year being saved by volunteer firefighters, that's just in the time they donate. That doesn't take into account the money they go out and raise through their raffles. And
absolutely. There's all kinds of money raised through, passing the boot. And
absolutely.
Doing,
and then donate it back to the community to buy the fire equipment, that sort of thing.
Now, there are a lot of departments that manage to make it entirely on volunteer funding. Isn't that so?
There are some, not very many, and it's becoming progressively less and less common as fire equipment becomes more and more expensive.
Now, Chief, one of the reasons that I think that is that they send firefighters on medical calls. If there's a car accident, the volunteer firefighters always seem to get called for that and that kind of thing. And to me, there's a lot of things that fire departments are called on that could have been left to ambulances and EMTs that are, likely going to be paid for by whomever called them.
Well, that may be. The interrelationship between fire and EMS, emergency medical services, of course, is a very interesting one because you have an awful lot of firefighters and EMS people who are cross-trained.
Oh, yeah, the fire medics.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're going to find that a lot of those same people end up in the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times that EMS is going to get provided by fire.
What always amazes me is that ambulance drivers will be on, 48 off, 24 on. So they're working one out of every 3 days. And then they'll take some of their spare time and then volunteer on the volunteer fire department. It amazes me that these guys, they love it. They love what they do so much that they volunteer beyond what it is that they are getting paid for.
Oh, that's absolutely true, and it's remarkable. You'd be amazed how many paid firefighters and how many paid EMTs are also volunteer firefighters and EMTs. They're a very, very important resource for us because, obviously, one thing, they bring with them some very good training and experience that we can benefit from.
Sure.
And they certainly are a very important component for the volunteers.
So now, to be a volunteer firefighter, you don't need to know how to suture a wound or anything like that, do you?
If your fire department is going to provide only fire service, probably not, although each state has set its own training guidelines as to what's going to be expected of a firefighter. And in many states, there's going to be still some basic EMS care that's going to be a component of that training.
Something akin to the first Red Cross first responder kind of?
Yes, yes. That's right.
I wouldn't want that person operating on my brain or anything, but you know, they know something.
Well, keep in mind that these are the people who are working on scene. These are the people who are going to stabilize the patient,
right.
Package the patient, and transport the patient.
Stabilization is really the issue there.
Yep.
So tell us about the Fire Corps.
So the Fire Corps is a program that the NVSC is promoting to encourage people to volunteer in their local fire department in non-operational roles. In other words, as I mentioned earlier, volunteers are suffering from more and more time demands.
Mm-hmm.
If we can eliminate some of the non-operational things that volunteer firefighters are doing by having Fire Corps people pick them up, such as public education or record keeping or preparing the budget or helping with truck maintenance or record training records or whatever it happens to be, we alleviate the necessity of the volunteer having to do that and therefore provide more time for them to train or to just plain stay home with their family.
Yeah,
which is important. Unfortunately, being a volunteer firefighter can be a very time demanding thing, and we put our people in a position of having to choose sometimes between performing those duties and doing other things that are also very, very important, very worthwhile.
So, how does somebody get involved?
They can call something as simple as 1-800-FIRELINE. FIRELINE.
Okay. Easy.
1-800-FIRELINE, and they will be directed to the local fire department. Which will then tell them what kind of services they can use.
Right.
So it's a great program. We're very proud of it, and it's one of the things that's helping to keep the volunteer fire service healthy.
Fantastic. And once again, your website is NVFC, that's National Volunteer Fire Corps .org. And, you know, it's been great having you on the show, Chief Stittleberg, and keep up the good work and keep as many volunteers out there as you possibly can.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
Thank
the time.
Thank you, sir.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it's sad that Chief Stittleberg pointed out that people, I mean, this applies to everybody in America, not just volunteer firefighters, but everyone is taxed for time. We've got busy, busy schedules, busy lives. And, of course, he's looking at the solution, well, that means we need to get funding from the government because, well, he's got to keep his thing going. He's got to get fires put out and all that. And so I understand where he's coming from on that. But if we could actually cut back on taxes, then we'd all have more time because
Bullseye.
You wouldn't have to work so much to make the same amount of money. You could have one person stay at home if we could cut back taxes, you know, by 50%.
And another thing there is in that arena is that even though the paid departments represent maybe 5% of the departments out there, they really are the paradigm under which fire departments are sort of judged by these days. You heard that the state has mandatory things that people have to meet just to be a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, that should be something that's set by each individual volunteer fire department.
Right.
More
than
the
chiefs be chiefs.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Just to touch back on something I very briefly mentioned in the last segment, we just got off the phone not too long ago with the head of the National Volunteer Fire Council,
Chief Stittleberg.
And I called it the Fire Corps. Whoops, at the end of his call. Anyway, the NVFC. And
at least you got the first letter right, and that's what's important.
We were talking about
NVFC.org.
We were talking about, you know, these volunteer options, voluntary solutions to social problems, and the volunteer fire departments are a great example of one of the ways that fire protection could be provided without involving the government. And of course, he pointed out that while government is involved with many volunteer fire departments, most of them, in fact, from a funding perspective, and he suggested that, well, more government funding is going to be needed because people are, the volunteers are finding less and less time that they have available as far as free time that they can be volunteer firefighters in. And of course, he sees the solution as bringing more money. He just has to do whatever it takes to bring more money in to keep his thing going. But the real long-term solution here is we need to give people more time. And the way to give people more time is to reduce taxes. And drastically reduce taxes. Because if you cut taxes back, then you've got more, more disposable income. And, of course, that translates to having more wealth. And more wealth means you can take more time off of work without having any real detrimental effects. And we were We've got a lot of wealth today, that's for sure.
Right, but half of our at least half of your income, maybe 60%. I might be able to make an argument for 80%. I know it sounds crazy, mm-hmm. but if you don't believe me, call in. I'll make the argument. Yeah. But let's say 50% of your earnings go to taxes. Essentially, you just have to work half as much.
You're half a slave.
Right. So imagine that. Let's say you've got a 50-hour work week. A lot of Americans have a work week like that. Imagine if you could cut that down to 25 hours and have the same exact standard of living you have today.
Well, I might add that when you talk about cutting taxes, you should also talk about eliminating the inflation tax. Because even if you made the same mm-hmm. amount over, say, the next 3 years, if there's inflation, you buy less and you have to work more, or you have to make it up somewhere.
And the way that inflation and debt work in this country, because of our fiat currency, our currency that's sort of just created by the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. it causes people to spend more as opposed to saving. I know that this sounds strange, but people are if you're incentivized in a certain way, like let's take it to an extreme. The Weimar regime in Germany?
In Germany, yes.
Just before Hitler took control, the mark went. The inflation on the mark went through the roof, or not inflation, but devaluation of the currency went through the roof on the mark. Well, essentially,
well, because of hyperinflation, was it not?
Yeah. Right. They were printing it.
They were printing it like crazy. They had to pay war reparations for World War I, among other things, and it forced them to hyperinflate. And for example, before all this happened, you could buy a pair of shoes for about 16 Reichmarks, and then mm-hmm. after. During this hyperinflation around 1923, it took about 87 trillion Reichmarks to buy a pair of shoes, and people were burning the money in fireplaces because it was cheaper than firewood.
They were printing it on just one side of the paper. They didn't want to waste the money for the ink. I mean, the government didn't. And, you know, you would make money at the end of the day, and you better go to the store and buy your food for that night, because if you didn't, the money wouldn't be worth enough to buy food the next day.
Right.
That's an extreme example of inflation and how it works. But essentially, we're doing that now.
Right.
To some extent. I mean, we're not doing
it's a more
extreme.
Muted version of it.
Sure.
But yes, that is what's going on, and it sucks the wealth right out of your pocket. It sucks the wealth out of whatever you might have saved, and because it sucks away your savings, it actually encourages people to not save in the first place, which, of course, encourages them to spend or get into debt.
And borrow, and borrow.
Right. And then you're behind the ball, and then you have to work double. You know, you have to work far more hard than you currently are in order to pay the interest on your debts. And so we've just got a mess of a situation in this country that if we could get the government the hell out of our lives and, you know, drastically slash it back to the point where we could actually keep the money that we earned and decide for ourselves how to spend it and who to give it to, I should be able to decide for myself how much money to give to, the fire department or what services I want to purchase mm-hmm. as far as snow removal from the road, that sort of thing. I should be able to make those decisions on my own. I wouldn't have to work as hard in order to make the same amount of money. And if I did work as hard, which many Americans have a great work ethic, they're going to want to keep working anyway, I'd make 2 to 8 to 10 times as much. Because, again, the money that you get to keep is spent better than when the bureaucrats spend it. So you have to remember that even though it's the same amount of money that's leaving your hands going into the bureaucrats' hands versus what you would keep, it's that same amount. You would be able to spend it better if you had it versus the bureaucrats.
It's more efficient.
Theirs. It's far more efficient, which, because it's more efficient, means that you gain more wealth as a result of your spending habits. So these are all factors that, you know, play into how much free time we have. The amount of taxation is a direct it's a direct tax on your time.
Yeah, I look at it. There's two types of taxes. You've got the above table taxes, which are your income taxes and all the taxes you knowingly pay.
Right. The ones you can point to. Yeah.
All of them. I mean, there's a tremendous list of them.
Oh, huge. But then you have the under the table taxes, which are something like inflation, where they're really watering down your money so that they're cheating you over time.
In one way, inflation's definitely an under the table tax. I would say another one is corporate taxes. Now, I know that a lot of people think of corporate tax, those corporations, they're bad and all that other stuff. But think about it for a second. You buy products every single day made by corporations. You do. You have to. That's the way life is. And
unless you're living on a commune or something.
You know, if you're eating lentils all day and walking to work, that's fine.
most of us are buying products from corporations.
The vast majority of people are doing just that. And Corporations can't stay in business. There's no reason for a business to be in business if they're not making profit. That's the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the costs as far as that business go have to be included in the price. They have to make money. So therefore, all the taxes that a corporation pays are included in the price of the goods that you purchase. You are paying all corporate taxes. There's no way to tax one person and everybody doesn't pay.
Not only paying corporate taxes, but you're also paying certain portions of other people's Social Security taxes. I mean, for instance, if the corporation is paying that 7.5%, their side of the Social Security tax, that's going to be reflected
on every
employee, loaf of bread,
right,
as well.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's an incredible burden. So you get rid of taxation at all levels, and not only will you have more money in your pocket, but the cost of goods will probably drop as well. So therefore, the money that you have, not only do you have more of it, but it also goes further.
You know,
so that's a great example of how much more wealth we truly would have were we able to spend our own money.
And, of course, then you're going to have the so-called greeny leftist environmentalists saying, oh, there's going to be all this consumption and waste. You know, I think it would be just the opposite, because of all this fake money that's being created, you're also creating artificial demands for certain goods that people wouldn't buy if money weren't so easy to come by.
Mm.
So I think that if you had all your money in your own hands and you weren't spending it because it was devaluing, you wouldn't be so quick to go out and buy that new TV because you just bought a new one 2 years ago.
That's a great point. 1-800-259-9231 is the
And if you weren't as quick to go out and buy it, I'm sorry, if you weren't as quick to go out and buy it, the price would be lower.
Yes,
that's true. Mm-hmm.
Let's
so you'd
be phones.
Incentivized to buy
Let's talk to Jennifer in Ohio. Jennifer, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My son, Jason, listens to you guys, and he wanted me to call in and tell you about my recent arrest.
Okay. What happened?
Arrest, yes.
You don't sound like the arresting sort. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm a mother of eight, stay-at-home mom of eight, but apparently my crime was so drastic, they had to come send the sheriff after me.
Apparently it's over-procreating.
That was it. Actually, we found out it was just washing the whites together. We've taken care of that one.
Okay.
July 20th, my husband and I were going to Chicago, so I was out running some errands. And the kids settled, came home. My children were very upset because the dog warden had been around. Now, we live outside the city limits.
I want to learn more about this. Jennifer, if you'll hang on, we will bring you back, okay? We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 to the rest of Jennifer's story. And also, Wayne's got the latest on global warming. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site we give away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Simple concept that stands for advertise, market, and promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month to help support the show, and we take that money and we turn it around into, advertising Free Talk Live to more radio stations and getting the show on more stations. In fact, I just signed up a new station today. I don't know if I should announce it yet, though. Should I announce it because it's signed, but we've got to wait 2 months? I don't know if I should get people so excited.
I thought it was a policy that we didn't announce until we were on, that the first show had aired.
You're right. We did change that policy, didn't we?
That's what we had decided because people have signed and then never done anything, right?
Not really. That's never happened. Oh. Everybody who signed has added the show. Anyway, we've got at least one new affiliate coming soon. We'll let you know, fill you in, and it's really close to home. Oh, that's about all I can say. It's somewhere in New Hampshire, and maybe if you look around, you can find out. Some people know. Anyway, the AMP program is making this happen, and if you want to get on board with it, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go back to the phones and back to Jennifer in Ohio, who had just barely begun to tell us a story about how apparently you were arrested.
Yeah.
And you don't sound like the criminal type to me. You said you've got 8 kids. You were getting ready to go to Illinois. What was it for that you were going there?
Oh, we were
going
to go see Wicked, my husband and I.
Was that a play or something?
You're going to see what?
What is
Wicked,
that?
Wicked, the play.
Okay.
Based off the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Wicked. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So you and your husband were going to see Wicked, and then what happened?
I came home. I had the two youngest were at home. They were very upset. The dog warden was parked on the street. He'd been knocking on doors to see who had dogs. And if the dogs were licensed. Well, we've lived out in the country.
Are you kidding
me?
They're going door to door.
Yes.
Checking to see if you have a... Excuse me, ma'am. I'm here to see if you have any dogs. And
yes.
if just to make sure that you've paid your stipend to the county.
Your bribe.
Good
right.
Lord.
Well, my 12-year-old answered the door, and the dog warden said to him, do you know if the dogs are licensed? He said, no. What 12-year-old boy knows that?
Right. Who would know
and,
that?
Yeah. And he said, well, if they don't have their licenses,
I'll have to come back and take them away.
Scaring the crap out of your 12-year-old kid.
Just to
prove that I'm a big, tough dog warden.
Right.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder or anything.
The time I got home, my 12-year-old very upset, and his 10-year-old sister, the baby, is sobbing. Now, you have to understand my dogs. I have a Papillon who's not even 5 pounds.
Right. The Papillon's getting outside and, raising a real ruckus in the neighborhood,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's terribly dangerous.
Well, now, hold on. Now, the issue isn't danger. The issue isn't size. The issue is control. The issue
right.
is money. These bureaucrats, they want to control your life, and they want you to pay them for their services, which you
right.
never asked for. So it doesn't have anything to do with the size of the dog or their viciousness.
You're right. It does not. But our dogs are well-trained, they're well-kept, they go to the vet, they've had all their shots. I do all that part because it's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not someone else's responsibility to come around and scare the crap out of my kids.
Right.
That's also my responsibility. But anyway, I catch up with him on the street because I just want to resolve the situation as quickly as possible. So I say to him, I'm really sorry, got the dog. He only saw the one dog, so I admitted having to the second dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we have to get licenses. Fine. He says, well, had you done it in the beginning, the license would have only been $12. But since you've waited, it's now going to be $35 each.
Mm.
Fine. Write you a check right now. Write the check. I say, okay, are we done? He says, no, now I have to write you 2 tickets.
Extortion. Just of the highest order.
I came in. I told you the truth. I could have just said I had one dog, but I told you I had the second dog. And after I pay this, now I have to pay tickets?
The tickets.
He said, yes. I said, okay, can I just write you a check now? No, you have to either go to court or mail in the payments.
Right, there's hoops you need to jump through.
Yes. So we went out of town, and you know what? I forgot. I took the youngest 5, and my husband and I went out of town, and I forgot.
They've got you now.
Well, this past Friday, the tickets were supposed to be paid on Wednesday. This past Friday, since I hadn't paid the tickets, a sheriff came and knocked on my door. And asked me to step outside, asked who I was, asked me to show him ID, and I'm thinking the whole time, I kept saying, is everything all right?
Your ID at your front door, that's great.
Well, he has to see the ID to know that he's looking to know that you're the one he wants to arrest.
Right, he wants to arrest this.
Yeah, and he wanted to make sure I didn't have any other warrants. I have never even had, well, in the past 4 years, I haven't even had a speeding ticket. Nothing.
Hmm.
So he informs me that he has to put me under arrest. And I said, you've got to be kidding.
They're putting you under arrest for not paying a dog license ticket?
Yes. And I said, you've got to be kidding. We own a business in our town. And
yes, we're familiar with it.
We advertise, yes. So I said, I said, you've got to be kidding me. And he said, no, you have to come with me. In fact, I really should cuff you right now. And I said, no, hold on a second. You need to hold on. You know, pretty much I'm your typical suburban mom. And I said, you're going to have to come inside. I have to make a few phone calls. And he said, well, I have to come with you because I want to make sure you don't pull a gun on me. I said, okay.
Over a dog.
Come on in.
Two dogs.
So he came in. The kids are, concerned. I'm like, guys, no big deal. Mom's just going to have to figure it out. So I said, okay, I'll come with you. Should I follow you or are you going to follow me? And he said, no, you have to ride in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're under arrest.
Why do I? Yeah. It took a while for the concept to get through my head.
Sure. You've never been forced, and at this point he hadn't pulled the gun, but you've never been forced to get in the car with a cop before.
No. So it was completely
And you shouldn't be at this point either.
He allowed me to call a girlfriend, and I said, I'm being arrested. Can you come get me at the courthouse? I should be out in like 45 minutes. And she just, oh. So we went in there, and the whole way he's chatting about, he knows my family, and I know his mom and dad. And I'm like, great, you're still arresting me.
Yeah.
So we get there.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what they said at Nuremberg, too.
My bail is $2,000.
$2,000?
$2,000. Now, I only have to put down 10%. That's still $200.
10% and the deed to your house.
Yeah, pretty much.
But is it not? I mean, that's my understanding, that if you put down the 10% through a bail bondsman, that you have to put up your house.
I didn't have to go through a bail bondsman because I had cash with me.
Okay, your cash of $200?
But I also had to give them a major credit card to hold on to. So in case I didn't show up for court, they could charge me the entire $2,000.
Okay, so you essentially put up 10% in cash and the rest in credit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then...
And wait, how long was it? Was it actually 45 minutes or was it 4 hours?
No, it was really only around 45 minutes. I did find out later that I kind of lucked out because they usually don't serve warrants. This is stupid. I'm finding myself lucky for this next fact. They usually don't serve these warrants until after 6 o'clock, so you can't bail yourself out over the weekend. You have to stay in jail all weekend.
Nice. Well, you know, this is, it just goes to, it shows the, you know, their acknowledgement of your class and standing in the community that they decided to arrest you during the day, so you would only have to spend 45 minutes. But understand that if they did this to the typical suburban mom that didn't make quite as much money, she'd have spent the night in jail.
Probably
over dog
then,
tickets.
You know, Mike was out of town, my husband. So had I had to spend the night in jail, and, you know, I would have had to scramble to get someone to come stay with the kids, or else I would have gotten charged with, like, child endangerment or something.
Something crazy. Yeah, your kids would be in,
my children alone.
Your kids would be in HRS by the end of the night, and God knows what horrible, horrible things would befall them there.
So now, when did all this happen, Jennifer? I missed that point.
Oh, this was just on Friday.
Okay, so then this is, so then is there a court date, or what's the current status?
I went to court on Monday. I had to wait 2.5 hours. I got to listen to the judge. I thought, well, this will be a piece of cake because all these people were in for drunk driving, spousal abuse, and this. And he was saying, okay, this is how much the fee is and this much time in jail, but we're going to waive all this stuff. He was barely charging anyone anything until I got up there.
Right. He waived everybody else's stuff.
Pretty much. And then he told me what the possible fines could be. I pled no contest. He said, you know, why aren't the dogs licensed? And I said, you know, I already have to license my children pretty much by getting the Social Security cards. I have three other cats. How come they don't have to have a license? You know, we have cats. We have dogs. I don't think it's necessary.
Don't give them any ideas, Jennifer.
Sorry. I was just trying to make a point. I said it's not necessary.
Right. In this town they want, in the town I live in, they want you to license cats, too.
Well, yeah. But he said, well, it is necessary. It's the law. And I said, well, I just don't think it should be a law. And he said, okay, maximum fine.
Bam.
$100 for each dog.
How much?
Plus port cost.
$100.
Plus, this is my favorite part, I had to pay $13.65 for my ride in the sheriff's car.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, no, right through town. So the whole ordeal cost me $281.65. My name was in the paper saying that I'd been arrested.
Right.
Which is
a dog criminal. You know, this is so amazing. And
I have a record now, which I always thought, you know, when I did get arrested, to be for something, you know, a lot better than
do you find yourself, I'm short on time, Jennifer, but do you find yourself wishing that you'd never answered or your son had never answered the door in the first place?
I find myself wishing that I had lied, and I've always told my kids not to lie, but...
Well, now you can add a caveat. Don't lie unless it's to government people. Thanks for the call. Great story. We appreciate it. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.